You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and it's a matter of record that down through the years, our best programs begin with Donald Byrd.
Thank you.
Miles Davis and the classic Stablemates from November of 1956. It's off a package on the Prestige label called Miles. Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Stablemates to round out that set. Let's go to the top. We started with Donald Byrd. This is Early Bird from September of 1955, package on the Savoy label called Byrd's Word, with Star Eyes. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Frank Foster tenor, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers on the bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Then we listened to Coleman Hawkins. From August 1959, Red Beans was the name of the tune, and it comes off a package, Coleman Hawkins, with the Red Garland Trio. That was on, I think, Moodsville, a label, if I'm not mistaken. Coleman Hawkins tenor, Red Garland piano, Doug Watkins bass, Specs Wright on the drums. Then Red Garland again, this time under his own name. We listen to We'll Be Together Again, Red Garland, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis teamed together in December 1959. It's on the Prestige label, in addition to Red on piano and Jaws on the tenor. Sam Jones was there on bass and Art Taylor on the drums. And that brought us around to Miles Davis and Stablemates. Let me remind you that you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Recently, I heard a program that featured the music of Don Byas, and I think it's been quite a while since we've dusted anything off by Don. Let's grab a set here. These are all sides from the early 1958s, Don Byas on tenor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's Don Byas with a hand full of ballads there. We started with This Is Always from March of 1952. I guess I should mention that all three of these recordings were made in Paris. At the end of his life, Don Byas left the States and moved to Europe, and I think he settled in France. So all three of these sides were done in Paris for French labels. The first one was This Is Always from March 1952 on the Blue Star label, with Don Byas on tenor, Art Simmons piano, Joe Benjamin bass, Bill Clark on the drums. Then Where or When from April 1951, again on the Blue Star label in Paris, with Maurice Vender on piano, Jean-Pierre Sasson on guitar, Popov Mavedko on bass, I think, and Benny Bennett on the drums. And to wrap things up, we had a tune called And So to Sleep from February 1952 on the Vogue label, Art Simmons piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, and Pierre Lamarchand on drums. And that tune, So to Sleep, rang a bell with me instantly the minute I heard the melody. And my point of reference for this tune is an old Warner Brothers cartoon with Porky Pig and Daffy trying to get a good night's sleep. And just when you think things have calmed down, they start playing this theme, And So to Sleep, till it starts to rain or lightning or the shades give them a hard time. But three, by Don Byas, It All Happens Here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our timeline on the program runs roughly from 1944 to 1964. Let's listen to Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you.
should go around dreaming. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So I should care. I should let it upset me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do.
There's Dizzy Gillespie and A Set of Sides. The first one, small band, from March 1951, Burke's Works, on the DG label. That was his own. It stood for Dizzy Gillespie. Diz on trumpet, Coltrane on tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath on the bass, and Kansas Fields on the drum. Burke's Works. The final three recordings were all done with Diz's big band. It was a 16-piece band, so we're going to save a lot of times by not mentioning all the names. First was a rendition of Our Delight on the Music Craft label from June of 1946. Then we featured Diz with a vocalist, Johnny Hartman, one of his early recordings from April 1949, and I Should Care. And we wrapped it up with Diz and the Big Band on the Capitol label from January 1950 and a piece called Coast to Coast. Dizzy Gillespie here on Jazz Oasis. Up next, we have the Jazz Messengers.
Thank you.
All right, when they gave you the time on the record, they didn't tell me that it was going to be 30 seconds of applause. There are the Jazz Messengers, along with Art Blakey, from November 1955, Like Someone in Love, comes off a package on the Blue Note label called Jazz Messengers at the Cafe Bohemia, and the Messengers lined up on this date with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Hank Mobley the tenor, Horace Silver piano, Doug Watkins bass, of course Art Blakey on the drums. Once again, Like Someone in Love from November 1955. And that brings us to the end of the trail here on Jazz Oasis for another program. The show is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Again, our timeline extends from 1944 through about 1964. I'm Steve, and we'll see you the next time around.